I'm in Canton, Ohio for the Gold Jacket dinner. This is the evening that Dave Robinson gets his gold jacket. And the guy next to me is Rick Goslin of the Dallas Morning News. And he was one of the people on the senior committee that pushed for Dave Robinson to be elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Rick, tell us about it.
Well, the goal of the senior committee is to find the guys that have been overlooked, the guys that have been passed over, the guys that slipped through the cracks. Here's Dave Robinson, an all-decade player on the great Lombardi teams of the 60s, never once has been in that room to be discussed. In the room, I'm talking about when the committee gets together, the only time all year, we only talk about the 15 finalists. He'd never been a 15 finalist. An all-decade player, and we know a great player. He needed to get into the room. The problem with the process is there are almost twice as many offensive guys as defensive guys. Mm-hmm. And in my work on the senior committee, I found loads of defensive guys who are all-decade players, multi-time Pro Bowl players, defensive MVPs that have never been discussed because they played defense. I think what also worked against Dave is there were so many Packers. There were 10 Packers from the Lombardi era plus the coach. He was the 11th. I don't know how that bodes for Jerry Kramer, who would be the 12th. I mean, can you put 12 guys in?
Does Kramer have a shot?
Kramer's got a shot. I think that's the biggest injustice in the hall right now. This guy was picked as the best guard in the first 50 years of the NFL. Mm-hmm. And he's the only guy on that team that's not in the Hall of Fame. This is an oversight that needs to be fixed.
This is Dave Robinson's night. Tomorrow, of course, is his enshrinement, so that's his day. How good was he? Could he have played in this era?
He could have played in any era, and he could have played either one of the linebacker spots. He was the complete athlete. In that era, you needed somebody to cover those tight ends, and somebody to jam the John Mackeys and the Mike Ditkas and the Charlie Sanders, and Robinson played that well as well as anybody. Like I said, he was an all-decade player. He might have been the best strong side backer in the NFL in that area, and yet he has to wait 30-some years to get in the room to be discussed one time. And when we got a chance to discuss him, we put him in quickly.
I'm Vic Ketchman with Rick Goslin in Canton, Ohio.